wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by MyPillow.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Time now for Hour 2 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Here's the host that puts the lead in your morning pencil, Bloom Daddy.
Yeah. 706, hope you're having a great Wednesday morning. Thanks so much for joining me, 800-624-1170. Top headlines out there. President Biden meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Geneva today. This is the final event of his eight-day European trip. Everybody's been looking forward to this. Everybody thinks this is going to be like showdown at the OK Corral. If you're watching on television, Putin is the one arriving shirtless on horseback. Biden's the one arriving on a hover round. Just so you know who is who in this battle of adversaries here. I don't expect anything to come out of this.
I'll give you credit. That was funny.
They're going to talk about cyber attacks on U.S. companies, arms control, some other stuff. I mean, if anybody thinks that Joe Biden, the corpse himself, is going to intimidate Vlad, you're sadly mistaken. How about former President Donald Trump announcing he's going to the southern border? Why? Well, first of all, Kamala Harris won't go, and she's the border czar. Second of all, it's important, and he wants to shine light on what exactly is going on down there that they want to avoid. He said in a statement, and he is correct, the Biden administration inherited from me the strongest, safest, most secure border in U.S. history. And in mere weeks, they turned it into the single worst border crisis in U.S. history. And he went on to say, what Biden and Harris have done and are continuing to do on our border is a grave and willful dereliction of duty. My visit will hopefully shine a spotlight on these crimes against our nation. If you take a look at the stats, you realize he's correct. This crisis continued to worsen last month. More illegal aliens apprehended at the southern border than at any other point in the history of the Department of Homeland Security, which was created back in 2002. Border numbers for the last month, 674% increase versus a year ago. And it's worsened every month he's been in office in terms of the number of illegal aliens apprehended at the southern border. Then you throw in the fact that he has handcuffed immigration officials. Randy Clark's a reporter. He used to be a U.S. Border Patrol officer. Previously served as the division chief for law enforcement operations. He said that his sources inside the agency told him that an estimated 250,000 illegal aliens have managed to avoid capture and have escaped into the U.S. And he even talked about making the matters worse is Immigration Customs Enforcement. Their ability to remove illegal aliens has been stymied by this administration. So you've got all that going on and Trump saying, okay, well, look, I know if I go to the border, as you pointed out earlier, Otis, the liberal media is going to cover it because they're going to rip on him. Mm-hmm. They're going to find some negative angle, and he's perfectly okay with that. He's used to dealing with them.
Sure.
And at the end of the day, it's still attention to a huge problem. And that's the way he's looking at it.
You know, my coworker's brother is a Border Patrol agent out in California. And I asked him, I said, hey, what's your brother saying? He's like, we can't do anything. He said, our hands are tied.
Yeah, that's what they've done. So you had people wanting to defund ICE. They didn't defund them per se. They just basically demoted them.
Well, it's like they're giving them a gun with no bullets.
Yep, that's exactly what they're doing. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants you to pay for a border wall. He appeared on a podcast called Ruthless. He said there will be a website to solicit donations, and he promised there would be transparency.
They will be overseen by the state of Texas in the governor's office. Great transparency. Everyone will know every penny in, every penny out. It sets up a crime. Anybody coming across the border who in any way tries to damage that fence, they are guilty of two crimes. One is trespassing. The other is vandalism.
You know, it's sad when a state has to take matters into their own hands because the federal government won't do their damn job.
How many out-of-state donations do you think they'll get?
I think they'll get a lot. I really, truly do. I think people are fed up with this. I think they know or they realize that it is a major problem, and I think they'll get behind this effort. I think they'll get more than people probably think.
Well, didn't when Trump first took office and talked about the wall and they said they weren't going to fund him, didn't they start like a GoFundMe page?
Yeah.
Page
and they had millions
of dollars.
But then I think there was some... something went haywire. Right. I don't know if people were stealing the money or it wasn't going to where it was intended to go, which we see all too often. But I think here, if there's accountability and Texas is saying, hey, look, we're going to do this, help us out, I think people will step up. I really, truly do. How about former CDC Director Robert Redfield saying that, you know, a lot of scientists are so arrogant that they don't think there's any pitfalls to their research. And this sort of arrogance, this sort of, well, if it will go wrong, it won't go wrong attitude is the reason why the coronavirus coming from a lab theory or angle was dismissed. So because a lot of these guys, their arrogance is such that, well, we wouldn't have made a mistake or it couldn't have come out of a lab. So it must have come from some wet market or some other ridiculous idea. And he said, you know, this is his comment. He said, it's not unfeasible that this virus escaped asymptomatically. And eventually, as cases developed in the elderly, we began to recognize an epidemic. I mean, this is a guy who's worked with China for more than 20 years. This is a guy who's a virologist. This is a guy who was the head of the CDC at the time of the pandemic. And his opinion is, and I'm quoting him here, my view is that it's more likely it came from the laboratory than it came from nature. And if you said that 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 6 months ago, you were laughed at. Now everybody's jumping on board with it. Why? Well, because Trump was saying it a long time ago and nobody was going to agree with him, number one, or nobody on the left or the liberal media, I should say. And number two, because it's the truth. It makes sense. Woman arrested after a two-year-old boy found walking alone in Duquesne Tuesday afternoon. The boy was reunited with his aunt and father just after 5 p.m. Walking with no shoes, dressed only in his underwear. Police go to the residence and they find out that grandma was supposed to be watching him. She was highly intoxicated. When they went to the house, that's when she became aware the kid was gone. She had no idea. And when she was asked to respond for what she's been accused of, she said, he knows how to get home. 2 years old. He knows how to get home. They put her in a squad car. The grandma would not say if she'd been drinking. She said she was sleeping. She said, the Lord put me to sleep. I would say the Lord's putting her ass in jail, too, which is exactly where she needs to go. Austintown, Ohio. How about this? A guy with 16 previous OVI convictions involved in a hit-and-run crash in Austintown. Suspected of drinking. This is your dirtbag of the day. 61-year-old David Black. He was drunk on the couch sleeping when officers got there. He said he only got drunk after he got home. Yeah. That's believable. Highly intoxicated, denied driving the vehicle or being in the crash at all. Doesn't have a valid license. 16 prior OVI convictions, two of which were felonies. These date all the way back to 1977. Police arrested him, obviously, even though he told them, you know, I didn't get drunk until I got home. The only problem is the woman at the house said he arrived like 40 minutes earlier. If you've got 16 previous OVI convictions, trust me, you're not getting drunk in 45 minutes. Going to take a little longer than that.
Odds are you're always drunk.
Yeah, unless you're drinking straight moonshine. And former Benwood Fire Chief Mike Smith, passing away at the age of 81 on Monday. Over 50 years of service to the community. I mean, that is amazing. His service so amazing that West Virginia Governor Jim Justice awarded him the Distinguished West Virginian Award in 2017. That's the highest award that can be presented to a citizen by the governor. Justice even spoke about the passing of Mike Smith during his coronavirus briefing on Tuesday. This is where I'm probably going to go off the rails. This is where I should just end what I'm saying by saying, you know what? The fact that the governor pointed this out is an awesome thing. I commend him. But when Justice speaks, my God, you think he was educated by the Three Stooges. This is what he said. And I'm doing this verbatim. Lots of prayers to a man I was able to honor in a very small way, a man that literally gave his life for so many, a great man, and please offer up all your prayers to he and all of his family. We take for granted a level of gratitude and appreciation we should express when somebody is a servant, especially of all of us, exactly what this man was. Should we not go out of our way to express that gratitude and appreciation? And I really believe we should. I hate like crazy that he's passed. Do you find that, first of all, he's all over the place, which that's Jim Justice, but the final line here, I hate like crazy that he passed. Wouldn't you think there's something a little more polished, you could say.
Yeah, we've lost a great man. It's a shame he had to go.
Like crazy that he passed. Have you ever said, when somebody said, hey, Otis, you know, so-and-so passed away, man, I hate like crazy that he passed. Have you ever said that in your life?
I don't think I've said anything.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, sports-wise, the Pirates have now lost 9 straight. They are 23-43.
Yes.
Spend nutting, win nutting. And I was watching last night Roberto Clemente uncork a throw in the 1971 World Series that was unbelievable. I showed you the video.
Yeah, you posted it too, didn't you?
It was a double. I posted it on Bloom Daddy on Facebook. It was a double down the line. It's 309 down the line. I think it was at Forbes Field, okay?
No, I think it's at...
It's
at Three Rivers, I think.
Was it Three Rivers? Yeah, you're right. It would have been at Three Rivers. 309 down the line. He runs into the corner, Clemente does, fields the ball with his back to the plate, just turns around, no crow hop, no run, no nothing, and lets go of a ball that couldn't have been more than 20 feet in the air that short hops the catcher at the plate. So in essence, he threw it 300 feet on a line.
Yeah, frozen rope.
Which is the length of a football field, 100 yards. So imagine standing on the goal line, not getting a jump, nothing. You're just standing flat-footed, you take a step and you throw, and throwing a ball on a line to the other goal line. That's exactly what he did. I was just absolutely amazed.
And if you look,
amazed.
The runner didn't come home.
No.
Manny Sangi
did not
running.
And last but not least, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd cursed out Facebook when they sought permission to use another brick in the wall in an advertisement. Undaunted, the social media giant has some other musical options.
The next time you hear a Facebook ad, you won't hear this song. But there are plenty of other songs that truly capture the Facebook experience, like when your high school friend posts an image of his new boat. Or when your creepy uncle posts another political meme. Facebook doesn't need Pink Floyd to promote how we share your metadata. But there's only one song that promotes the essence of how Facebook has fundamentally changed how human beings communicate. It's the end of the world as we know it. Facebook, we're ruining civilization, and we're cool with it. And I feel fine.
Want to find some great local entertainment and recreation less than a tank of gas away? Then go to this station's website and check out the One Tank Trip page to enjoy some of these great places this summer, like Belmont Mansion Museum, Clendenning Lake Marina, Black Sheep Vineyard, Living Word Outdoor Drama, Kruger Street Toy and Train Museum, and Tappan Lake Park and Marina. Let the One Tank Trip page be your guide to a fun, affordable, and safe summer. Flats of annuals and hanging baskets. Mix and match. 2 for $20 while supplies last. Marshall County Co-op, Moundsville.
Get the best deal. Thomas Auto Centers.
Hey, Derek. I have a great idea.
Yeah? What's that, Mike?
The Thomases are on vacation, right?
Yeah.
And while they're gone, let's do a crazy sale. How's this? Order a new vehicle from Thomas Auto Centers and receive employee pricing on it when it arrives.
I like it. How about let's also send them to a free dinner on Robert Thomas?
That's a great idea. Hey, Robert's motorcycle's out back. Maybe we should give that away, too.
That's probably going a little too far, but I am in the mood to make some great deals. Plus, I'll give top dollar for every trade-in.
Now all we have to do is find a way to tell the customers to stop on over at Thomas Auto Centers for the best deals before the Thomases return.
I like the way you're thinking.
And you'll love this crazy Thomases are away on vacation sale. Employee pricing, free dinner, and top dollar trade-ins. Only at Thomas.
I like it.
Get the best deal.
Wall Road, St. Clairsville. If you're looking for the perfect way to welcome the summer season back, look no further than the Dylan Carmichael Concert. Dylan Carmichael is coming to Guernsey Street in Bel Air, Ohio, and it'll be the first local outdoor concert of the summer. Live music is finally back. It'll be held June 19th with the gates opening at 4:30 p.m. Grab your friends, your family, and come sing along to Dylan Carmichael's hits. While you're there, be sure to grab some food from a variety of vendors and cold drinks. There'll be something for everyone. Get your tickets online today at sjcacademy.net or find us on Facebook at St. John's Central Academy. Once again, that's sjcacademy.net or find us on Facebook. Local musician Gage Joseph will be the opening act for Dylan Carmichael. Don't miss out on some of the local and major talent right here in Bel Air, Ohio. Celebrate the beginning of summertime with the Dylan Carmichael Concert. Get your tickets today at sjcacademy.net and join us on June 19th. Don't go to the
mall on Saturday. This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
Business is booming, and your local Domino's Pizza is hiring delivery experts. Every day is payday at Domino's. To join the team, and you can earn as much as $15 or more an hour with a flexible schedule. Apply online at jobs.dominoes.com. Remember, business is booming at your local Domino's Pizza, and they are hiring delivery experts, so come join their team and make every day a payday, where you can earn as much as $15 plus or more an hour with a flexible schedule. Apply now at jobs.dominoes.com. That's jobs.dominoes.com.
This is Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today, brought to you by Mountain Movers. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. This is the Apostle Peter talking here, and he had healed this man through the name of Jesus and faith in his name. And the name of Jesus belongs to anyone who's received him. To be able to use that name, by faith in that name, the name of Jesus, to solve any problem you have, you can use that name and take the authority that Jesus has given you if you are in him and he is your Lord, and it will take care of every problem you have. This has been Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.
Get a taste of variety when you order off Domino's Mix and Match menu.
After a year of being locked in and the country being locked down, iHeart is bringing live entertainment back like only we can. It's the return of the iconic iHeart Radio Music Festival in Las Vegas, Friday, September 17th and Saturday the 18th. And we want you there with us to party with the biggest names in music. Just download the free iHeart app and search Win for your chance to win your way in. We announced the amazing lineup this morning. Win your way into our iHeart Radio Music Festival with the free iHeart app.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Bloom Daddy.
All right, it's time to take a look at some of the legal stories making headlines. I want to bring on Chris Tritico right now, criminal defense attorney, actually one of the trial lawyers who represented Timothy McVeigh in the Oklahoma City bombing case. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's start with this report that's claiming the Trump DOJ seized Democratic records looking for leaks. This would have been the Justice Department under former President Trump seizing data from the accounts of at least two members of the House Intel Committee in 2018. Anything, from what you could see here, anything cross the line, or is a president, is the administration allowed to look for leaks?
Well, they're certainly allowed to look at leaks within their own house. They are not allowed at all to secretively subpoena records of members of Congress, especially of the other party. And this is going to turn into far more, in my opinion, this is going to turn into far more than just these two. I think this is the tip of an iceberg here that we're going to see that the Trump administration using the Justice Department as a tool and a weapon in his own secret searches. And I think it's going to be a really big investigation and turn into a lot more than just these two.
Is there a political angle to this? I mean, what I'm asking you is, would this be a really big story if Trump wasn't so prominent in the Republican Party, if he wasn't a contender for 2024?
I hope so, because this would be wrong no matter who did it.
Okay.
And you cannot have a president acting this way, regardless of what party he's in, regardless of who he is, at all. And I don't care who it is. If this turns out to be true, this is wrong. And so anyone who's looking at this from 1,000 feet up ought to be saying, we need to look at this and we need to ensure that it never happens again, because you cannot have government operating effectively if the executive branch is looking into the operations of Congress secretly.
You know, there's going to be a lot of people out there, Chris, who say, okay, look at Trump. I mean, look at the FBI, look at the Department of Justice. They were weaponized against Trump while he was in the presidency. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, and again, none of that is proper. And any of that occurred needs to be dealt with and ensure that it never happens again. Because we cannot continue, we cannot operate effectively or efficiently if any of that is happening.
All right, topic number two. You got an Oklahoma State teaching assistant saying that she can't teach Spanish because she's white. What is going on with this?
This is the craziest story I have ever heard of. I don't know.
That's saying something.
I watched that video, and I don't know where she's coming from. I mean, if you take that to its illogical conclusion, A male professor at a medical school can't teach gynecological science. And then who's going to teach veterinary medicine? I mean, this makes no sense to me. She is taking a theory about racism to a complete illogical end. It makes no sense at all.
Well, is this kind of like, you know, we've seen actors getting criticized, white actors for playing parts that, you know, might have been a Spanish person or somebody of color, and actors are like, wait a minute, look, we're supposed to be playing other people. That's what acting is. Is she kind of taking it from that angle?
Well, she might be, but she didn't explain it that way. And her justification is as white people, we have to get rid of our internal racism, and that's why I cannot teach Spanish. Well, that is two entirely different things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've learned the Spanish language and you're an educator and that's what you've been trained to do, then you can teach it. And it doesn't make you a racist. I don't understand where she's coming from at all. It's the silliest, craziest theory I've heard of yet.
Chris, I think we live in a world where as soon as we think we've seen it all, then all of a sudden Wednesday comes, and then Thursday comes, and then Monday comes, and you sit there and you just realize people are nuts. People have lost their minds.
That's exactly right.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it today. We'll do it again sometime. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, Otis, seriously, people are nuts.
I like what he said. Who's going to teach veterinary medicine? I'm thinking Mr. Ed, Snoopy, Marmaduke, you know.
Yeah, Yogi. I mean, one of them. Yeah. One of them will.
All of them, maybe.
All right. Politics left, right, center coming up. Republican Earl Jim McCardle, Democrat Jim Byrne. We're talking about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Hunter Biden, and much, much more. Phone lines are open, 800-624-1170.